playing the song I Hear the Highway, it's Matthew Curry who joins us in studio. Very quickly, you went from playing the bars and clubs around here to opening for some of the biggest musical names in the business, Steve Miller and Peter Frampton. How did you navigate that? Because it could destroy a lot of people going that fast.
Well, I've been quite lucky to be surrounded by good people. I have a good team behind me, you know, including the guys in the band and management and booking agency. And, of course, my family, too. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was quite stressful at first. I remember the very first kind of arena tour we did was through Canada with Steve Miller. And the first time I had ever played an arena, we got on stage for soundcheck and I was just freaked out, man. The sound and everything, it was all different. And after like two or three of those shows, it just started to feel like home. It started to feel like, well, this is nice. You know, I like this. Of course, you know, it also helps when people like Steve Miller and the guys from the Doobies and Frampton are some of the nicest guys in the world and don't have any sort of egos and they just want to help too, you know.
Is what you're doing now anywhere near what you envisioned it when you were just getting out of high school and you were ready to hit the road?
No, not really. I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how rapid things were going to move. I figured we'd be busting our backs playing, which we still do club tours and stuff like that, and I love it. It's always nice to be more intimate with the crowd, but I figured we'd be playing in little corner bar, you know, dives for 5, 6, 7 years until any opening slots and stuff we've had the honor to do came along. And, you know, and that's the great thing about having the management team and booking agency is they have great connections, and I'm still learning how the whole thing works, you know.
In the past, not with me, but in other interviews, you have stated that what you really want to do is be a star.
Hmm.
Do you stand by that?
Yeah.
And what do you mean? I mean, I think I know what it means, but what does it mean for you to be a star, and why do you need to be a star?
Well, it's been my dream ever since I can remember. You know, and it's not so much about the money. I don't want a big house or Ferrari or anything. I mean, I don't really care about that. Sure, a nice classic Corvette or something would be cool at some point. But then, you know, a home studio or something. But, you know, I don't care too much about that. I want to sell out arenas and be remembered for something, you know, when I pass away.
What do you want to be remembered for?
Well, for making great music and hopefully being considered one of the greats at guitar.
Have you been working with Fender now?
Let's say April.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your relationship? How are they helping you out?
They've just been some of the nicest people in the world to work with. And of course, my go-to guitar is a Fender. And they sent me a beautiful American Standard. It's a white Stratocaster. And they came in, a couple months ago. Recorded some video of us playing at the Castle Theater, actually. And made some cool, like, music video type bits to go out on their website and YouTube and stuff like that that turned out really good.
Well, it was a real cool video of you with your feet kicked up, just you and an acoustic guitar. Is that one of the videos that you put with Fender?
Yeah, they kind of...
We don't get to see you playing acoustic very often. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, not too much. I like it loud, but I also like to, you know, sitting around the house and stuff playing acoustic is nice, or playing dobro or something is nice, but... Yeah, they, like, followed me around town for a little bit and just kind of, you know, we went to the old high school and stuff like that. And they just kind of wanted, I guess, more of a peek into my normal life rather than the music and touring and stuff like that.
To the job through Mississippi. Money and water turn around.
Can you talk about your relationship with Fender as far as this sponsorship goes? What do you have to give them? What do they give you in return?
Well, things have been slowing down a little bit lately. The big thing was we did the Accelerator tour where they gave us some tour support money to help with gas and stuff. They gave us a really nice van to tour in, so which was great. I didn't have to put any miles on my van, and it was really nice. It was comfortable and cozy. They sent us a couple guitars and stuff like that. during that tour. And that tour lasted about 2.5 months. And that was just a huge help. It's cool that a company like that understands how hard the touring can be when you're kind of at the level we're at. You know, we're not an arena band or anything, traveling in buses or anything like that. So,
do you need to give them some social media in return? How do you return that favor, then?
Yeah, that was kind of the deal, especially on that tour. You know, there was a certain amount of posts and stuff that we put up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and promoting Fender guitars and the tour and that kind of thing. And they were pushing a new line of American Standards Tellys and Strats and stuff at the time. So, and that was kind of the return.
Is there a plan on how to move from what you're doing right now to, quote, the next level?
Well, that's kind of what we're working on right now, is putting something together. I think one thing we know for sure is the tours with, like, Miller and Frampton and the Doobies are always going to be there. Because now we have, you know, personal friendships and relationships with these guys, and they tend to want to have us back out. So we kind of know that's there, but we're kind of all, you know, putting our heads together to see what the next step is. You know, I know there's talks about trying to get a label interested. Right now we're getting some new content together. Like, some I can't talk about, some I can, but, you know, we've got some ideas for maybe a music video and a new album and stuff, and have ready for 2016 to kind of push to these promoters and other people and labels as well, and, you know, try to get maybe some new tours and appeal to a little bit younger audience, because, as you know, most of the people coming out to see a Steve Miller or a Peter Frampton, you know, are middle-aged folks, and especially management and agency really want to get us out in front of some younger folks. So, you know, maybe focus on some festival circuits. I know the kind of hippie fest kind of circuit has always went over real well for us. So, you know, we'll see. We're kind of putting our heads together and going to start getting things worked out here for spring and summer.
Place and time.